We do it without a change of heart. And God says, that's never what I wanted in the first place. I want you. I want your heart. That's what I want to change. That's what I want to alter. I don't want a bunch of religious activity. I'm sick of smelling your incense and your fattened calves and all of it. Just leave me alone with it. Instead, allow me to change your heart. Allow me to change who you are from the inside out. Now again, there's nothing wrong with all of this religious activity as long as we're doing it for the right reasons. As long as we're praying for the right reasons. I mean, think about some of the religious activity we do absent from who we believe in. Think about prayer without really our heart being turned towards God. Isn't that kind of a silly activity? You're just kind of talking to someone you may or may not believe in. You just kind of hope there'll be some magic there in your prayer. That's what God finds disgusting. He's like, change your heart first and then pray to me with a changed heart. Instead of just a bunch of practiced language, same goes for our worship, same goes for our giving, same goes for our church attendance, all of it. May it be done out of a heart that is changed instead of just being religion. I love how Isaiah knows that this is true. He points out, how does he know their heart hasn't changed? How does he know they're just going through the motions? Because they continue to treat people like dirt. Because they continue to show that their heart has not been changed by the way they treat others. The evidence of whether or not our heart has been changed is in how we treat others, especially those in need. That's who he calls out. He said, stop oppressing people. Stop getting rich off of the backs of people that can't afford it. Look out for the widow. Look out for the orphan. Here was the challenge. Here's where you can tell your heart has been changed. When you stop caring about everything about you and you start caring about other people, especially those who have nobody else caring for them. That's the challenge here. In other places, God is heard saying, that is true religion. If you want true religion, then look after the widow. Look after the orphan. Go out and care for the people that nobody cares about. That's how you can tell you're no longer being religious. That your heart has actually been changed. Here, God condemns them for appearing religious while they continued to oppress other people and put other people down and keep other people down and only worry about themselves. So follow this pattern here. We are rebellious by nature. We try to fix that through our religion. And as you can see, it falls short. Instead, God must do something in us. That's where he steps in, verse 18. He says, come now, let's settle this, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, I will make them as white as wool. If only you'd obey me, you'd have plenty to eat. But if you turn away and refuse to listen, you will be devoured by the sword of your enemies. I, the Lord, have spoken. You see, we are rebellious people. Some of us have become religious people. Neither really matters in the grand scheme of things. Ultimately, what it comes down to is whether or not God has done something in you. See, the thing is, yes, we're rebellious. Yes, we're religious, but we need to be redeemed. That is the gospel. We need redemption. We need redeemed. God needs to do a work in us. Notice what he said. Who does the cleansing here? Us? No, God does it. And ultimately, all of this, Isaiah is going to point us forward to Christ time and time again and show us that ultimately God is the one that's going to handle this. But even here, 700 years before Christ, he's telling these Israelites, it's God that has to change your heart. It can't be just, oh, let me go through the motions, let me do some things over here, let me try to make up for it over here. It has to be God that changes us from the inside out. God must do the work in us. Redeemed means to be set back to how it was supposed to be in the first place. Returned. That's what redeem means. That's what's happening when God does a work in us. He's returning us to where we were supposed to be all along. He begins to change us into the person he created us to be. Why is he able to do that? Because we belong to him, right? Goes all the way back to the beginning. We belong to him, so he's able to make us into that person he intended us to be in the first place. So let me ask you, which camp are you in today? You a rebel? Some of us went, yeah, I'm a rebel. The way I mean it is, have you rebelled against God? Every one of us has fallen into this camp at one time or another. Maybe we still are there. We continue to treat God as if he's just another human being, and we say, you don't own me. I can do whatever I want to do. I can act however I want to act. All the while not realizing that everything he's leading us to do is out of love. It's not out of hating us or wanting to keep his thumb on us. It's because he doesn't want us to touch the hot stove. But maybe you're a rebel. Maybe you're still in that camp, just telling God you don't need him. Maybe you've moved on. He said, no, now I'm religious. Now I'm a religious person. I've put my life back together. I'm doing these things. I go to church. I sing the songs. I say the prayers. I do all of these things. But there's no changed heart. It's just activity. Here's the thing I want you to see today. The gospel message is for both the rebellious and the religious. Because both parties need to hear, you need to be redeemed. You need to have God do a work in you, and that can only happen through Jesus Christ. Guys, this is the gospel. It just happens to be 700 years before Jesus came. This is the gospel. We are rebellious and we are religious, but we need to be redeemed, and only God can provide that. So where are you today as we think about how to respond? Where is it that you are? Still a rebel? I encourage you, come to Christ today. Take Christ into your life. Accept that offer to cover your sins, to take care of that. Maybe you're religious, but that's all you've ever been. I've gone to church my whole life. I'm sure God likes me because of that. Well, I don't know. We go to church, we do worship, we pray, we give because we are responding to that redemption, not just to be religious. And so if that's you today, you know my encouragement, it's the same as the rebels. Come to Christ. Come to Christ and accept that offer of salvation. And if you could honestly say that, yes, I am redeemed. I am counting on the blood of Christ. That's everything to me. If that is you today, and I encourage you to continue to live like that, not just on Sunday morning. Because here's the problem. Even though we are redeemed and we've come to Christ, we still have these elements in us, don't we? We still have the ability to rebel if we want to. And so often we do. And we still have the ability to just go through the motions of empty religious activity. Let both of those things go and continue to live for what Christ has done in your life. If you don't have Christ today, I encourage you to grab that Connect card. Fill that out. Tell us that you wanted to start following Christ today, or come up here and talk to one of us. If you've got something else going on and you want to come up to the altar and pray or pray with one of us, feel free. But I just encourage you to respond to what God has said through Isaiah today. Let's stand and let's sing about our only hope being in Christ.